Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good Saturday afternoon and welcome to The Drift. Joining me in the studio today, Drake, good to have you aboard.
Gary, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it'll be fun today. We've got a lot of meat to get into today. You know, people might be sick of hearing Benghazi, but this week we put a whole new, we replenished the buffet, shall we say.
We've restocked and reloaded.
Yes, absolutely. So, what we do every week here on The Drift is recap the news of the week, give you a little bit of my opinion, and today, of course, Drake's opinion, and your opinion as well, 734-822-1600. You are welcome to call in with your comments, concerns, and criticisms for the full hour. So anytime you want to talk about something, feel free to call in, or you can email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com. I can get your emails and read those comments on the air as well. Our sponsor this half hour is thedailydrift.com. If you want to get your news and opinion, go to thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. And what I do is peruse the internet, pull all those stories that you don't see in the mainstream media, and put them into one location so you can link to them at your leisure. And you'll also get common sense opinion from local writers and links to other great websites. So something to do. If you want to advertise on there, you can call me, 734-629-6010, getting a lot of action on that website so you can get your branding seen all the time. Do you go to the Daily Drift now?
You know, I was there just recently, and it's a neat little website because, like you said, you have national news and you have local news, which is very important for all of us to stay on top of and to help influence our state representatives.
Well, there you go. So the news you need to know, go to thedailydrift.com. All right, so this was just, you know, we talked about this just a little bit last week. We said this was coming, and the hearing was going to happen starting on May 8th, and it did. And lo and behold, Greg Hicks, Mark Thompson, and Eric Nordstrom all testified. And Eric Nordstrom was the only one that testified before. And Greg Hicks came in, and it just blew us away as far as I was concerned. I was trying to listen to it while I was working, and of course, you keep getting dragged away, but you know, you listen to the best of your ability. My jaw was dropping. So let's start out right away, because if you didn't hear this, you need to. Let's go with track one, Derek. I wanna hit this and let the people hear it.
So hours after our ambassador and three others are killed in Benghazi, the president of Libya says it was an attack with possible terror links, correct?
Yes, sir, that's what I recall.
Did the president of Libya ever mention a spontaneous protest related to a video?
No, sir.
When Ambassador Stevens talked to you, perhaps minutes before he died, as a dying declaration, what precisely did he say to you?
He said, Greg, we're under attack.
Would a highly decorated career diplomat have told you or Washington had there been a demonstration outside his facility that day?
Yes, sir, he would have.
Did he mention one word about a protest or a demonstration?
No, sir, he did not.
So fast forward, Mr. Hicks, to the Sunday talk shows and Ambassador Susan Rice. She blamed this attack on a video. In fact, she did it five different times. What was your reaction to that?
I was stunned. My jaw dropped. And I was embarrassed.
Did she talk to you before she went on the five Sunday talk shows?
No, sir.
You were the highest ranking official in Libya at the time, correct?
Yes, sir.
And she did not bother to have a conversation with you before she went on national television?
No, sir.
So Ambassador Rice directly contradicts the evidence on the ground in Libya. She directly contradicts the president of Libya. She directly contradicts the last statement uttered by Ambassador Stevens.
Okay, so for me, the big question was, why wasn't Greg Hicks interviewed in the first set of hearings last year. Does that make any sense to you?
Either a cover-up or just total gross incompetence. Or both.
Or both. I mean, I'm doing the best I can to be open-minded. And I'm thinking back to the fact that four people died, the ambassador. And he was the lead guy in Libya at the time. He's dead now. The second in command, Greg Hicks, being interviewed here by Congressman Trey Gowdy, who I just love. I mean, he's like the ultimate straight man, and he's pulling no punches. How dare you not bring this man forward to discuss these things publicly so we can know about it last fall?
Right. And it takes all this time for this to surface. And, you know, Susan Rice, it smacks of the America Last crowd. It's our fault. This video is the reason. America put this video on, so therefore we inflame the Muslim population. So really, they're implying it's America's fault. And that seems to be the general mindset of these people since the day Obama took office.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And for me, why somebody is not being impeached, why somebody is not going to jail, or at least being fired, you should not be working for the United States government if you cover up and lie or you're that grossly incompetent.
It's a combination of we have a population that wants to blame Republicans within the internal politics here for everything. They want to excuse them, the Democrats. And you have the mainstream media that we always say is basically in bed with the Democratic Party. I mean, there's just no doubt about it.
If this were George Bush, if this were George Bush, would he even be in office? He would have been impeached.
There would have been riots in the streets.
Absolutely.
I mean, there almost was. The guy couldn't even breathe without being blamed for something.
Right. I am just embarrassed by our federal government at this point. And this man, you know, also feeling embarrassed. He's the former deputy chief of mission, Greg Hicks, second in command in Libya, first in command after the death of Chris Stevens. And yet, we don't hear from him until absolutely now. Your comments are welcome as well. 734-822-1600. Call in. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know if you're as outraged and angry about this as I am, because I am outraged.
And here's another thing, Gary, another take on it. Maybe I'm kind of getting off subject here, but there's all the controversy. Well, we couldn't have scrambled the fighter planes and got them there in time, and it made no difference. Well, you know what? Under President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, we were essentially the air force for Al-Qaeda on the ground in Libya to overthrow Gaddafi. So we could do everything to help Al-Qaeda on the ground, but we can't do anything to help our own ambassador besieged by terrorists?
Right. And to make matters worse, and we're going to get into this because we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg here. It was 9/11, anniversary of the Islamist extremist world triumphing over us by knocking down the Twin Towers. That date alone, every year since, should be warning enough, hey, let's be ready for something. Let's get a carrier in the middle of the Mediterranean, at least, so that it's ready. We can hit anything we need or cover anything we need to. You're telling me you weren't slightly prepared to have some air support anywhere in the Middle East, anywhere in the Mediterranean at that point.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not be prepared for that?
Right. How can any of this be happening?
Again, gross incompetence on the part of the Obama administration. I mean, I don't believe it's the military's fault, for frankly, at least I would think a military mind would say, this could be trouble. It's a terrible date in history. People might be celebrating. Why don't we get some stuff in the air? Why don't we get some ships in strategic locations?
Well, you know, on that subject, I may get myself in a little bit of trouble here for saying this, but I believe it was Greg Hicks that said for the first time ever, or a general said to him for the first time ever, a State Department diplomat has more balls than the American military.
Oh, absolutely. And we have that track for you, which we will get to.
Oh, I jumped the gun. Okay.
There you go. All right. So let's
a little teaser for our listeners.
There you go. Let's go to track two, Derek, because as Drake just said, we had some ability to do something, and we did not. Let's run with track two.
Hicks also spoke about the Special Forces troops prepared to travel from Tripoli to Benghazi when they were stopped, much to their frustration.
How did the personnel react to being told to stand down?
They were furious. I can only say, well, I will quote Lieutenant Colonel Gibson, he said, "This is the first time in my career that a diplomat has more balls than somebody in the military."
Okay. There you go.
There it is, right there. And these special forces guys, this is what they have trained for, and they're not afraid.
Yeah, this is what they live for. This is their lives.
Right. This is their opportunity to go prove themselves and serve their country, and they were squashed.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see Lieutenant Colonel Gibson come testify.
Well, let's get that guy before the American public.
This guy better come in front of Congress and testify, because you know what? I want to see who gave him that order. And I want to see the person that gave that person the order. And I will say this about the Oversight Committee this time around. They were prepared. They asked the questions. They were on top of this, as they should be every time there's a problem with the Obama administration or the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know what I mean? This is crossing. If you are a liberal, if you are progressive, if you voted for Obama, you should be angry that he was either this incompetent or trying to cover something up. Now, it was a month or so before election.
Yeah. What timing?
What timing? I mean, would this have happened had there not been an election? Would they have been more truthful? I don't think this administration would be any more truthful. Let's take a break, Derek. And when we come back, we're going to continue with more of the nonsense that's being uncovered by the Oversight Committee. We'll see you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The loss of a loved one can create a paralyzing darkness that many travel through alone. But the Kite Network here in Ann Arbor is providing a partner for the Washtenaw County community, helping people who have experienced loss soften their grief and find hope and normalcy once again. The Kite Network is a volunteer organization that provides peer-to-peer grief counseling at no charge to residents of Washtenaw County who have lost a loved one. To support these services and raise awareness for grief counseling, the Kite Network will host its second annual 5K fun run and family walk on Saturday, May 18th at 9 a.m. at the Hudson Mills Metro Park in Dexter. To learn more, visit thekitenetwork.org or call 734-975-0238. The City of Farmington Hills presents Art on the Grand Fine Arts Fair for the whole family. It'll be Saturday, June 1st from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, June 2nd from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. in beautiful downtown Farmington on Grand River Avenue at Farmington Road. Admission is free. For more information, call 248-473-1848 or visit fhgov.com. If you believe that the states created this country and that the states will save it, then join the Refounding Fathers Society of Michigan, June 1st from 12 to 3 at the Liberty Street Brewing Company, 149 West Liberty Street in Plymouth. This is not a federal issues meeting, but what you can do to affect change at the local and state level.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of the Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
You're listening to The Drift. on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to catch my drift this Saturday afternoon. And gray, kind of gnarly day. Again, it's like the winter that just never ends.
It's that climate change we keep hearing about.
Yeah, climate change. Yeah, I actually have a story, if we can get to it, later in the show, but I don't think we'll get to it with all this going on. Your comments and opinions, 734-822-1600. Call in if you choose, or email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. Now, we're talking about the Benghazi hearings, and again, you and I, talking between the break, why, before the election, did we not hear from these people? Were they kept from speaking? Were they not allowed to come speak?
Well, as the church lady would say, how convenient.
Exactly.
Isn't that special?
It is special. Something special going on here. Well, that the Special Forces group that Greg Hicks wanted to dispatch from Tripoli to Benghazi were told to stand down.
And they were chomping at the bit to go.
Yes. Now, who told them? We don't know yet. This Lieutenant Colonel Gibson, if he testifies, may be able to start that chain of command in the right direction. Hopefully, we will see him testify. But Lou Dobbs was interviewing retired General McInerney, and he had something to say. And this is pretty telling about what it takes to tell Special Forces to stand down. Let's roll with track three there, Derek.
He says a team of Special Forces were prepared to fly from Tripoli to Benghazi during those attacks, but were forbidden from doing so by U.S. Special Operations Command. Your thoughts, your reaction to what will be presumably his testimony tomorrow?
Well, there's only one person that can say stand down, and that's what those troops, the Special Ops Forces that were going to get on that C-130 at Tripoli and fly over, and that's the President of the United States. And so for us to deny forces, to go to the aid of our people, we never leave people behind, Lou. And this is where the dereliction of duty comes in. And it permeates the whole command and control system to say that, well, we couldn't get the airplanes down there, we couldn't get approval for airspace. That doesn't matter, Lou. You take action and you move out. I'm actually ashamed of the way our military responded. Not the men and women of the military, but our senior leaders, and it's disgraceful.
Okay, so, and I can see what he's saying, too, because, you know, under Reagan, under Bush, even under Clinton and another Bush, we have honed our military skills. Our military is as experienced as anything since World War II because of all the action they've seen. This is the greatest fighting force in history.
Ever, with the technology, the communications, the various branches now that can coordinate with each other. You have joint forces. They're trained specifically, just like you're saying, to do this.
And these guys were ready to go. Now, this was a long, drawn-out attack. I mean, the first attack came, Chris Stevens was killed. Then there was some back and forth. They actually took the compound back, and they were drove out again back to this other CIA annex. And Tyrone Woods and the other guys, the operatives from the annex, they could have been saved.
Right.
I mean, we might have just lost Chris Stevens. There's probably nothing we could have done short of, well, had we done what we should have done and prepped and given Chris Stevens the force he needed or told him to not be there, because he probably should not have been in an unsecured location like that.
And it was unsecured because they were told, we don't want to give the impression that we're violent, that we want to be looked at as a friend,
yes,
as peaceful.
Yes, yes.
You know, here's the thing too, Gary. Let's compare and contrast real quick between the Bush administration at Tora Bora in the initial invasion of Afghanistan and the ouster of the Taliban. The left and the Democrats, Kerry running for president, he said that Bush outsourced to Afghans on the ground at Tora Bora, allowing bin Laden to escape. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And so now you have Obama in office, Secretary of State Clinton, and they can't dispatch a handful of Special Forces troops and some jets to help our guys. Even if they didn't succeed, to have shown the effort would have meant something.
Right, right.
Sorry to interrupt.
It's unconscionable because Greg Hicks did ask for a flyover. Let's at least get a couple of jets to fly over and maybe it'll scare the people off. You know, and he testified that, you know what, the people in Libya said having that overhead flights is really what helped the Libyan rebels take over.
Yeah,
just the
presence, say the least.
You know, so it means a lot to have an F-16 flying overhead. It might make somebody with a shoulder-fired rocket say, you know what, I'm going
to
step back.
Yeah, and especially for months when we demonstrated what we could do in Absolutely. The air to forces on the ground fighting Gaddafi. So, they probably didn't forget that.
It's the ultimate outrage that we didn't give them the protection. Now, was he there for another reason? We'll get into that. But it's an absolute outrage that we didn't send troops who were there that could have gotten there in time to help the CIA guys at the annex, because that was the second part of it. That attack went on all night. They could have been there. They might have been able to help. At least we should have made the effort.
And this was due to a video?
Yeah, well,
And that's the thing, too. What's the definition of terrorism? When you're under attack like that, that's terrorism.
Yeah, exactly. Simple. Well, and as Greg Hicks said, you know, the last words he heard over the phone from Ambassador Stevens was, "Greg, we're under attack." That's his last words of the head of the Libyan delegation.
Yeah, these weren't people throwing eggs.
Yeah, we're under attack.
We're under
attack.
And
yet Susan Rice can come out a few days later and say, "This is all the result of a video." That guy is still in jail, by the way, the maker of that trashy video that they wanted to blame all this on.
Which was the stupidest thing I think I've ever seen.
I know, I did. I tried to watch and went, really?
Yeah, I watched 5 minutes and I couldn't believe
I
was watching.
I said I was insulted, but not because of the Muslim portion. I was insulted that anyone would waste my time putting something like that into video. But, well, as it turns out, Elijah Cummings, one of the top Democrats on this investigating committee, did his best to try and, oh, this is nonsense. It's all partisan
politics,
blah, blah, blah. Well, ABC News comes out.
We're trying to smear Hillary Clinton is all we're trying to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And, well, why not?
Smear.
I like the idea. let's go with ABC News comes out. John Carl gets, now they're starting to do their, this is what they should have done before the election. Do your job. Well, now they're doing it. Jonathan Carl from ABC News got hold of emails, and it's about the talking points. Now, back in the fall, the administration said, no, the only thing we did was change a word or two in these emails or in the talking points that the CIA gave to Ambassador Rice before she went on the talk shows. And let's go with track four, Derek. Let's hear this one.
Good morning, Josh. As you know, when this attack happened, the White House initially said it arose out of a spontaneous protest over an anti-Muslim video. That turned out not to be true, and the White House said they relied entirely on CIA talking points. But I have obtained 12 different versions of those talking points that shows that they were dramatically edited by the administration. Take a look at two of them. On the left, a draft initially written by the CIA. On the right, one that was used by the White House, the final version. What was taken out? All references to Al-Qaeda and all references to CIA warnings before the attack about the terror threat in Benghazi.
Okay. So they knew. Barack Obama, Susan Rice, and every other person in the Obama administration knew this was a terrorist attack. Ahead of time, they had warnings from the CIA. So they knew this was going to happen or had the possibility of happening before it even happened.
You know what, Gary? Just being in that region, there's the strong possibility it's going to happen because these people on the ground are not our friends. And they never will be.
No,
know what I mean?
They hate us.
It's like, how can you not think that you're not a target? It's inconceivable.
It is astounding. And what bothers me the most is that Barack Obama could lie to the face of the American people after this attack from his little rose garden and try to blame this on a video. To go in front of the United Nations and say this is because of a video made by a person living in America and we don't support that video and blah.
Yeah, right.
Liar in chief is what he is.
Yeah, it glosses over and deflects from every common sense point that we're talking about right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Thanks for joining The Drift.
People are always always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. All three women in the decades-long Ohio abduction case now out of the hospital. The last one released.
Michelle Knight, who police say suffered multiple miscarriages due to the beating she endured from Castro, was released from the hospital Friday. She's at an unknown location and has not yet had any contact with her family.
Fox's Garrett Tenney in Cleveland.
The suspect in this case, 52-year-old Ariel Castro, remains in custody at the Cuyahoga County Jail in downtown Cleveland and is under suicide precaution with round-the-clock monitoring. DNA tests prove Castro is the father of Amanda Berry's 6-year-old daughter.
And the cult sci-fi franchise Star Wars. Returning to its British roots, the next film will be shot at studios in the UK. That's where the original and several others were filmed. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current. To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current newspaper is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown to 6 times its size since 2007 because we have a unique venue for local content, common sense opinion, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that, and your ad is also seen online for free. Call Sam Iaquinto at 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Join us every Sunday morning for Wham! Weekend Worship. At 9 a.m., it's the Lutheran Hour radio show, followed at 9:30 by the Christian Science Sentinel program. At 10, we join Bethlehem United Church of Christ. And finally, from 11 a.m. till noon, it's the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor. Every Sunday morning, Wham! Offers an opportunity for you to worship wherever you are. And please visit whamradio.com and click on any of the church programs to visit their websites and to find out more about their live services.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Saturday. Sponsor of this half hour is The Current newspaper, CourantOnline.com. You can see the May edition is now out. If you don't get it in your mailbox, you can get it online. If you want to advertise in The Current, probably the only growing newspaper around that I know of, you can call Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777, or go to CourantOnline.com, and you can see the advertising rates and everything you need. We now mail to 32,000 homes and drop off another 3,000 at gas stations and restaurants. And it's a great way to spend the money from your print media budget. If you want to spend money from your radio media budget, please call down here to the station or call me, 6210. I'm forgetting my own phone number here.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time. I never call myself.
That's exactly. So I did want to mention, too, listener Don sent me an email on Memorial Day weekend, May 24th through 27th, from 10 a.m. in the morning till 5 p.m., a very fine display of military items will be at the Ann Arbor VFW post located at 3230 South Wagner Road. That's in Scio Township, I think.
I drive by it all the time.
Yeah, it's about 2 miles south of Jackson between Ellsworth and Scio Church Roads. Milton Davis and his staff organize a bunch of displays there, and they range from the Spanish-American War to the date, today's date, and more than 100 different items, headgear and personal items and that sort of thing. So it's kind of cool. I wish I had a phone number to give you, but I don't. But that will, again, be just go to Ann Arbor VFW Post. I'm sure they have a website.
Google it.
And you can see what's going on there. So nice thing to do on Memorial Day weekend, May 24th through 27th from 10 to 5. So thanks, Don, the listener Don, for sending that through to us. So we were talking, and my head's on fire, Drake, as we talk about this. And you and I are going at it even during the breaks here. That these guys didn't testify before the election. Right. It's simple math.
Yeah, it was a total joke.
There's even more proof as to why they didn't. And Greg Hicks was actually told by State Department, Hillary Clinton's State Department, not to talk to congressional investigators, congressmen, who were going to Libya to find out what the heck happened. Let's run with track 5, Derek.
Yes, sir. And tell me about those conversations, what those lawyers instructed you to do on Mr. Chaffetz's visit to Libya.
I was instructed not to allow the RSO, the acting deputy chief of mission, and myself to be personally interviewed by Congressman Chaffetz.
So the people at State told you don't talk to the guy who's coming to investigate?
Yes, sir.
Said don't talk with the congressman? Now, you've had several congressional delegations come to various places you've been around the world. Has that ever happened where lawyers get on the phone to you prior to a congressional delegation coming to investigate a time when we've had four Americans lose their lives? Have you ever had anyone tell you, don't talk with the people from Congress coming to find out what took place?
Never.
Never. And you've had dozens and dozens of congressional delegations that you've been a part of?
Yes, sir.
First time it's ever happened?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about, and also, isn't it true that one of those lawyers on the phone call accompanied the folks on the delegation and tried to be in every single meeting you had with Mr. Chaffetz and the delegation from this committee?
Yes, sir. That's true.
Tell me what happened when you got a classified briefing with Mr. Chaffetz. What happened and the phone call that happened after that?
The lawyer was excluded from the meeting because his clearance was not high enough, and the delegation had insisted that the briefing not be limited by any...
Did the lawyer try to get in that briefing?
He tried, yes, but the annex chief and would not allow it because the briefing needed to be at the appropriate level of clearance.
And you had a subsequent conversation after this classified briefing that the lawyer was not allowed to be in. You and Mr. Chaffetz and others.
Okay.
Classic cover-up.
Obstruction of justice. Can anybody say that?
Somebody needs to go to prison for this.
Somebody needs to go to prison. This is if it were here in Detroit or Ann Arbor or anywhere else on American soil, this would be a clear case of obstructing justice. You're impeding an investigation. I don't know who that attorney was there. Maybe we can go back and find out who it was that talked to him. That guy needs to testify, and somebody needs to admit who told him to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is all pointing back to your favorite.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. This rests with Miss Hillary Clinton.
Our future president.
Our alleged future president. I'm betting no, and I will work to the day I die to make sure that this woman does not become president of these United States.
Oh, I'm with you.
Because that would be an even bigger tragedy for this country than Barack Hussein Obama being our president today.
I agree. I agree for many reasons.
I mean, that... my head's about to explode.
Not only should she not be given a chance to run for president, if she had any dignity, any honor, she would go hide in the Arizona desert someplace and never show her, I've just picked Arizona as an example, she can hide anywhere she wants, but to never show her face again, ever, in the media, not even on a talk show, a game show, a reality show, just get out of our lives. Forget about running for president. Stay out of our lives, Hillary Clinton.
Well, the unmitigated gall of the Clintons itself, her husband will be touting her to be, he wants to come in as the first husband. But the Democrats will overlook this. The liberals will just passively look past this and say, she's still the greatest thing since sliced bread.
As they have since the first set of hearings.
Absolutely. Well, we do remember this isn't the first time she's been caught in a lie, right? Derek, do you have, Brandon had to come up with, this is something he reminded
this
me.
This really galls me.
Let's run with this track. This goes back a few years. Let's hear about this.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
That took place, she was talking about Bosnia. And she claimed that she was under sniper fire. Her life was at risk. They had to duck. They had to run. And it turned out that a little girl, there was a band on the tarmac, and a little girl presented her with flowers. It was more peaceful than Packard Road out here.
Right.
And then she gets away with that. Now, this woman is either insane or just this liar or both and gets away with it. And she should have been disqualified from everything from that point forward. I mean, she has no qualifications to become president. She was a first lady. She ran for senator in New York and won. She didn't accomplish anything. Her health care bill when her husband was president was a total failure. She has no credentials whatsoever to be president. And yet she's looked at as the top candidate to be president in 2016.
Absolutely.
How can this be, Gary? What kind of a country are we living in?
Because the perspective has changed. You see, after 4.5 years of Barack Hussein Obama, the liar in chief, what better person to put in as our next president than another liar? Now,
yeah, with no honor.
If you're talking about lying and covering up, she's got every bit of expertise she needs to become the next commander in chief.
Yeah, if that's a skill you have to have, she's got that down pat.
She does.
Not quite as smooth as Bill, but she's learned.
Yeah, had any Republican lied that first time in Bosnia like that and been caught at it, like the media caught her, and thank God they did,
and you'd have been done. Yeah, and the controversy didn't last that long.
No.
You know, people like you and I, it just sticks in our craw and we can't let it go. But your average citizen, they won't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people don't even remember Bosnia at this point.
Bosnia. What's that? Is that a new game show or a reality show? What is it?
That whole fiasco just drives me absolutely insane that people aren't hearing about it. And that's why I was like, we're talking Benghazi today. I don't care if people are sick of it or not. This needs to be heard. And I'm hoping the listeners will take this podcast, send a link to everybody you know, because you know what? This is the unmitigated lies coming from the Obama administration. And you should be offended as an American citizen that we're allowing this, that this man did this prior to the election so that people would not vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They ignored it, and they voted for him. And here we go once again. It's an outrage.
And Hillary Clinton, being Secretary of State, being his first lieutenant in this case, she was just let off the hook once again and positioned in cahoots with Obama, because we know that's the deal they made when he brought her on as Secretary of State, being positioned to be the Democratic nominee and the next president.
Yes. And so they're doing their best to protect her. And that's all well and good. But we as voters, we as American citizens, need to be informed that, you know what, if you're not happy with the first 4 years of Obama, I can guarantee you won't be happy with these next 3.5 years of Obama.
Right.
You're going to get more of that same lying hypocrite.
But you know what? People don't care. And here's what I hear constantly from people. During the Clinton era, I had money in my pocket. When Bill Clinton was president, times were good. And they look at his wife and they think times can be good again if a Clinton is in office. That's all they know.
That is. That's exactly. We got Jenny from Brownstown calling in. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear you. And, another good guy on
Brandon Drake.
Thank
you, Jenny.
Predicting. Pardon?
Thank you, Jenny. Brandon Drake's my name.
Oh, hi, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I hear about you for the advertising and stuff. Isn't that right?
That's right. I do the commercials and the community calendar.
Okay,
thanks
cool.
for noticing.
Well, a third good guy on Wham, who you guys probably know, is predicting, and he hopes he's wrong, that Hillary is going to win.
Right, Theron.
Yes,
yeah.
that's his, and that's a good bet to make, even with this, Jenny, because you know what? The American public has a very short attention span, and we'll probably forget all about Hillary's debacle here in the next 3 years, and nobody will even talk about it when they vet her for president. So, yes. Theron's probably got him.
We worked, I know I did, and I'm not bragging because it was not something I'd ever done before, but a lot of us worked hard to get people information and all that before 2012, and we know what happened.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
I mean, what are we going to do? We have a lot of work to do for 2016.
We do.
2014.
And, yeah, we do, Jenny. And I know you're up to the task, as are Brandon and I. And, you know, all we can do is keep talking this stuff up and not forgetting it, you know. So I'm always glad that you're listening and doing your part, and I thank you for that and being educated.
Well, I don't know what else to do except tell people and... you know, Theron was chastising me, telling me I need a computer, and I told him, you know, that's your opinion.
You know, you can do just as much, Jenny, by getting out and doing the talking that you do, because I know you're out and about all the time. And thank you so much for that. It's good to hear from you.
Thanks for the call.
I love all you guys. Theron, you and Theron are two of my heroes besides Mark Levin.
Oh, well, I feel like I'm in just the greatest of company. Thanks, Jenny.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, take care. So we've got Darlene on line two. Darlene, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Why this war on women? Why so much hate from you guys?
Oh, my goodness.
War on women, huh? Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so,
good.
All right.
Let's take this on.
So
bring it.
That's fine. I'm glad you asked because, you know, I don't care if Hillary Clinton was a man or a woman. The fact that she has lied, and obviously, as far as I'm concerned, unless somebody else steps up and say, no, we didn't tell Miss Clinton any of this, and she shouldn't be on the hook for it, she's guilty, as far as I'm concerned. She was in charge of the State Department, and I'm going to bet dollars to donuts that she will be implicated here.
And the thing, too, Darlene, is the first three quarters of this show is about Barack Obama. He's not a woman. And why would you defend Hillary Clinton just because she is a woman? We're talking facts here, not about her sex.
Well, I'm actually 100% for you guys. I'm just pointing out that that's kind of the take that everybody has.
Shoot, we just alienated a fan. Sorry.
The word Hillary, and everybody's instantly into the war on women. So
yeah.
Great job, of course. Keep it up, guys.
Yeah, thanks,
Darlene. Hey, Darlene, thanks.
It's good you're pulling my leg, Darlene.
Yeah,
because I was about to go on and say, you know what?
Yeah.
One of my favorite people that I would love to see run is a woman, Condoleezza Rice. You know what I mean? I think she would make a great president or vice president. And I don't know if she's going to run. She kind of got out of it. She might have been able to help Romney a little bit had she run. I don't know.
Well, you know, I read Donald Rumsfeld's autobiography, and he was not a real fan of Condoleezza Rice. I've got a lot of respect for her. But some of the things he pointed out, if true, I don't know if I'd want to see her as president.
Well, there you go.
It seemed like at times there was a little bit of... incompetence there at times.
Right. Well, it's good. Well, Darlene, thanks for the phone call. It's awesome to have somebody coming in here. You know what? I've never had...
Now I feel bad. Darlene was on our side, and I went after her.
I've never had a bad phone call yet, you know, and I keep waiting for that person from Ann Arbor to just
You got
come
excited,
in
yeah.
Rip it. I was like, here we go. Because, you know, and let me say this. If you don't like or agree with my opinion, you are welcome to call into the show. Yeah, I will not disrespect anyone if they disagree with me because, you know what, I'll fight to the death to give you your opportunity to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I completely disagree with you 100% and think you're a complete idiot, you are welcome to call my show and give me your opinion. And, you know, I'm an American. I believe that. I believe in the difference of opinion, even if you're a complete and total nincompoop.
Yeah, so it makes our country, one of the reasons our country is great is because you are allowed to express your opinion.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And like Darlene and Jenny before her, in general, we don't get a lot of lady callers into the station during the week or on the weekend.
Right.
So it's great when we do. I mean, maybe that sounds sexist. I don't know. But I think it's fantastic when we get women callers that are, you know, actively involved and knowledgeable about politics.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Derek, we're going to run into a break while we got the chance. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this up and talk about the IRS.
It's time for America's Vital Signs with Dr. Dave Janda, your weapon of mass instruction.
On our Sunday show, Operation Freedom, Jim Garrow, who was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, presented information on the Obama administration's new litmus test for members of the military. Jim Garrow was contacted by a high-level United States military leader who asked Jim to get information to the American public about what the Obama administration is asking of its military senior leaders. The Obama administration has developed a new litmus test for leadership in the military. According to this high-level source, leadership in the military is being asked if they will fire on the American public if the public is unwilling to give up their firearms. So now all of those high-level military retirements make sense, folks. This is also the same Obama administration that had recently purchased 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point bullets and 7,000 assault rifles for the Department of Homeland Security. Heads up, folks. Isn't hope and change great? Thanks for listening. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, your weapon of mass instruction. And remember to listen to our Sunday show, Operation Freedom, every Sunday here on Wham Talk 1600 from 3 to 5.
This Freedom and Liberty message was made possible by the best-selling book, The Awakening of a Surgeon, written by Dr. Janda, a book featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show and The Glenn Beck Show. The book instructs you how to take control of your health and how to take back your healthcare freedom. Available online at Amazon.com and NoInjury.com. Get your copy today.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Hi, this is Glenn Silvenus inviting you to tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. for my show, Ask Mr. Sold. We'll cover every aspect of real estate, residential, commercial, and more. Plus, you'll hear from leading experts on topics like appraisals, real estate law, inspections, and lending. Send your questions to ask@MrSold.com, and don't forget to tune in every Sunday at 5 right here on Wham Talk 1600.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch my drift this Saturday afternoon. Joining me in the studio, Brandon Drake. Brandon.
Hey, you know what's interesting is North Korea has just gone away.
Right? Because they've probably got some rice. Isn't that what normally happens? We send them a ship of rice, and they shut up for a while, and then they, like kids, they get cranky with us again.
Yeah, we send them some fuel oil, some rice, and they shut up for a little bit.
Yeah.
But you know, the news cycle, the way it is, it's almost like, okay, North Korea doesn't really exist anymore, so I guess that's not a problem.
Yes. Well, now we can go back to talking about Benghazi.
There you go.
I noticed there was, you know, I saw this morning on the TV that there was some smoke in the White House. And my first initial thought, this is how much I've been jaded. My first thought was, oh, they're going to have a fire at the White House in order to distract anyone from talking about Benghazi on the Sunday morning talk shows.
Well, you know, Obama, when he was shooting some hoops, he flicked his cigarette into some, potted plant that was too dry, and it burned half the West Wing down. So, you know, but what do we care?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, so because of this Benghazi thing, now we've been what happened in Benghazi all this time, and I think some of the other talk show hosts and some of the websites have been talking, what's the going on with this? Is there a reason behind what happened in Benghazi? Was there gun running? Was there missile running? Well, Geraldo Rivera came out and said there's some missile running going on, and that's what was behind this. But before we get to that, let's talk to Tony from Livonia. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon to you.
I just want to pile on quickly on Benghazi here. Yeah, and thanks for continuing to beat the drums on that. I agree with you. I'm furious about it. And to me, the lies are obvious by Obama and Hillary. But to me, first and foremost, was our president, who happens to be a two-bit community organizer, Phony, from Chicago. His first and foremost job is to protect American citizens here and abroad. And he is guilty of dereliction of duty by skipping out at 5 p.m. to do heaven knows what. We still don't know what he did. Probably went to, I could guess, in my opinion, he went to shoot some hoops, get to bed early so that he could go to his fundraiser the next day. And here are Americans under fire and being murdered, and this guy skips out. To me, that first and foremost is the worst crime of all. And I'm glad you guys are continuing to pursue this. Keep beating the drums, because I myself, and I hope many Americans, are just totally enraged by this dereliction of duty by our so-called commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony.
Commander in mischief is what I call him. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. And make sure you keep talking about this for the next 3 years so we don't get another hypocrite in the office. So appreciate the call, Tony. So, well, there you go. We're not the only ones. Thank goodness. But this gun running thing, let's get back to this real quick, because I got a real quick track here, Derek. This is Geraldo talking about, and I think he's going to follow up on this. We should hear this week a little bit more. Let's go with that track, Derek.
You have 30 seconds.
Why didn't Mitt Romney say exactly what you just said during that third crucial debate? He could have won the presidency. Why? Was he briefed by David Petraeus and the CIA to suggest that there was a secret mission going on there, that we can't go there, we can't talk about it? I believe, and my sources tell me, they were there to round up those shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. They were going to hand those missiles over to the Turks. And the Turks were going to give them to the rebels in Syria. Right. It was like Iran-Contra. Yep. I think that it merits gigantic investigation. It will all become clear, but I think...
Okay, so I'm going to say watch the next 2 weeks, because Geraldo is a bulldog, whether you like him or not. Once he gets his teeth into something, he's going to go after it. And being a supporter of Obama or not, this one I think he's going to go after and expose.
I have to ask the question, in Libya, do they have gun shows and background checks?
They have gun shows. I highly doubt there's any
in the Medina.
Yeah, the problem with their gun shows in Libya is people die.
Yeah,
you know.
Right.
Well, we covered that pretty well. We did beat the dead horse. We got a couple of minutes left here, and there was something I wanted to hit. The other big news this week was the IRS. The IRS came out, and again, pre-election last fall, Tea Party groups were finding themselves under audit. And some of them stood up and said, hey, you guys are unfairly auditing Tea Party groups. And, of course, the IRS, I looked hard to get a video of that or audio of that, of them denying it. Well, they denied it all they wanted. Now, all of a sudden, they're not denying it. They're admitting it and apologizing for it. Derek, let's run track 7 before we run out of time.
They used names like Tea Party or Patriots, and they selected cases simply because the application had those names in the title. That was wrong. That was absolutely incorrect. It was insensitive, and it was inappropriate. That's not how we go about selecting cases for further review.
It's like Nixon when he had his, quote, enemies list, and he had the IRS target his opponents.
Yep, absolutely. So maybe we'll get to talk about that next week. Brandon, thanks for coming in and joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Derek, thank you very much. We'll see you guys next week.